Now the second point. The universe wishes us human beings to achieve success. So the universe wishes us to succeed and ultimately can return back to the infinite universe. If this is not what the universe wishes, doesn't want us to go back to its infinity, if it only wants us to be limited to the limited earth, then from the beginning of birth as a human to death, we'll be just like animals. There isn't a lot of meaning to our life. But we will talk about this in the future, which is that humans and animals are different. Animals do not have spirit, but humans do. So we have needs in our spirit. With that, we will seek methods or ways to leave the limitedness of the earth and return back to the infinite universe. Because the universe actually hopes that we can connect and also return back to the high dimensional world in the universe, among certain people in our human races, there's a small number of people who have some gifts from the universe. Specifically, the brains of those people have channels that are still connected with the high dimensional world of the infinite universe. For those people whom we call gifted people, their brain cells still have the connection channel with the universe, high dimensions that are not blocked or cut off. As a result, gifted people can receive the higher wisdom from the universe. This is a wonderful gift from the universe to us, but comes with this gift is our responsibility. And then there's a calling that the universe is calling for us to accomplish, to help ourselves, to help our family, people we love, help the humanity, and bring them all back to the infinite high dimensional world in the universe. So for us as people with special gift, meaning that we can connect with the infinite universe through our brain cells, we account for a small number of population in the human race, approximately, let's say, 5%. We all know that in some of the ancient tribes or even in bustling, busy cities, there are always some people who are very special and can receive revelations or messages from the above. We're really fortunate to have this opportunity to have this connection still with the high dimensional universe. At the same time, we have the responsibility to receive, understand, comprehend, and passing those information from the higher universe and lead others on earth. We have our callings, and when we've accomplished our callings, the universe will permit us to return back to the vastness, infinity, and also the beautiful universe. Now here, William wants to take a moment to talk about his calling. The universe has given William the ability to see things in the three worlds of body, soul, and spirit, to know the laws of the universe, and has given him the responsibility to maintain the laws in the universe. So for him, even though his gift allows him to see everything in the material world as well as the non-material world, as a result of that, he could have been a doctor who can treat many difficult diseases that other doctors cannot because they couldn't see the same thing that he can see. Or he could do some of the other professions that other people cannot do. But the real calling that the universe has called William to do is to congregate people with that special gift from the universe, and for William to help them open their gift and open their connection with the high dimensions in the universe. That is William's calling. In the future, William will help all of us to find our own respective callings and experience the journey of returning back to the high dimensional world of the infinite universe. Sometime in the future, we will talk about the relationship between people with gifts and their callings.